Good. Good evening, Tom.
Patrick, how are you doing, buddy?
Sir, I hope you and Miss Bernice enjoyed your meal at the Little Rebel.
I said on the radio to somebody this afternoon, I think it was Loy, I said, that's as close to home cooking as you can get over there. And the people are just fantastic.
I've eaten there many times, and I've never had a bad meal, and everybody's always friendly.
They're very religious and God-fearing people and good folks, and, man, it's just good, and it's reasonable. I think ours was $24, and you can't hardly eat anywhere for that, even a hamburger. Wonderful chef in the world sitting right over here reading a book.
Yeah, you do that, but I know she enjoys a break every now and then, too, and it's nice to have that opportunity.
Did that cake or them cookies yet, or did they even make it home?
I've ate some of the cookies, but I have not tried the cake yet. I ate supper, and I'll try the cake here in a little bit.
Boy, have you fried egg sandwich there, and some pork and beans, and a glass of milk, and then a piece of that cake. I'll warn you, it's pretty rich.
I think you've told me that before when you've tried, sent that one, or seen you eating it there.
I just got a picture of my beautiful daughter up in Michigan, and it says a nice day for cross-country skiing. Something wrong with that girl.
Everybody's got their own thing. That ain't mine.
Picture, she's up there in, they're southwest of Detroit in West Bloomfield, Michigan. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. I think she needs a psychiatrist. She likes snow and cold.
People that way. They like snow and they like cold, and I'm like, y'all can have it. I like to see it go.
We saw too much of that in Kansas, and Bernice would be right out there with me shoveling the driveway just to get out, to go to work. It just gets old after a while, and Kansas is getting hit with it. They've been low on moisture, but they're getting quite a bit of snow. There's kind of a weather break between southeast Kansas, where we lived, and Kansas City. And one of her friends lives in Kansas City. And, boy, they're getting pummeled. But Bernice talked to her cousin in Pittsburgh last night in Kansas. And she said, if Snowpile comes by, and her husband just passed away, and she broke her arm here not too long ago. And when the snowplow comes by, she said she wanted to go to Walmart or someplace. And she said, can't even get out of the driveway because the grader goes by and it's out on Kings Highway. And they just leave the snow in your driveway and expect you to get it out.
Heard that. I've never lived at a place that really mattered. But I know up here they do that when they plow the roads. You're responsible for busting through your driveway, but luckily we don't have to worry about that too much here.
Not with a skid steer. that's a good thing. But you know, they was working down there on that house they're building out back, and I'm telling you, we had about 5 inches of rain. Somewhere between 4 and 5. And I went down there and watched that bobcat, and it was just a mud hole. You wouldn't think they'd be trying to start to build a house when it's that muddy down there.
Just are not going to quit no matter what. They want to try to keep going forward. And, I mean, you got to commend them on it in some ways, and in some ways you got to think you could get much more done if you just waited.
From when they, you you know, where the house was going to sit. It looked to me like I didn't go clear up to the side. I just walked back in the timber a little ways. Means it was such a beautiful day. And I went down and changed the SD card on the game camera. I forgot I got that card. I got to look at it. But they're scaring all the game away down there, and that really ticks me off. But other than that, they're not hurting anything, I guess.
Well, I hate to scare your game off, but, I mean, that's part of living in there, in that area, I guess, growing up and quickly.
Well, see, I'm just thankful that they didn't, they had it up for sale for development, and these two guys bought 22 acres, and they're each one building a house. So, thank God they didn't sell it, because they sold the farmland, you know, over there on that O'Neill addition. You see what it looks like now, about 400 houses out there.
Tom, I'm going to have to jump off. I'm getting dirty looks from the wife. She wants to talk to me about something. So if you don't hear me on the net tonight, come check on me.
Okay, you guys enjoy that addition for you and the wife. And working today? I just hadn't heard him. I was going to call out for him. I did call out for him a little bit.
Working today? I talked to him once or twice. Not much. He ought to be heading home here soon, though, I believe. So. But Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and thanks again for the eggs and the treats. I do appreciate it. And Elise does, too. I'll be okay.
Well, you and Elise enjoy that tonight. I'll catch you down the line, KO4HKX and 0TR73, Patrick.
4HKX, clear.
The other way.
Okay.